So let's go to the next part, part three. And part three is today, April 16th. Okay, now we're going to do part three of this article called Black Hole Computing, written by Sabine Hossenfelder in a magazine called Eon, A-E-O-N. And we've got a third left to do. So it says, in the past decades, numerous links between gravity and certain types of fluids have demonstrated that systems with collective quantum behavior can mimic curved space-time, space-time hyphenated, giving rise to much the same equations as one obtains in Einstein's theory of general relativity. There is not yet any approach from which general relativity can be derived in full generality by positing that space-time is a condensate, which the article has been talking about. For now, nobody knows whether it is possible at all. Still, the newfound relations allow physicists to study those gravitational systems that can be mimicked with atomic condensates or condensates. Any comment there, Ion? That's not really what's happening, but would you add something to that, correct it, or...
No, the premise is off. So throw that
right.
Part. Take the highlighter and highlight that part, and then take the scissors or a chisel on your computer and chisel that part of the screen out, and then throw that in the trash can, and that'll be good.
All right, got it. Next paragraph. Simulating gravity with condensates allows physicists to explore regions such as black hole horizons that are not otherwise accessible to experiment. So that's if they simulate gravity with the condensates.
Do you see how ridiculous that is? Do you hear what they're saying? Do you understand what they're saying? They're saying that there's not enough capacity to be sustained at a level or a position, so much so that I'm going to add this particulate so I can then prove that it can't be bound or done in this space or a continuum. So I'm going to be this particulate that'll cloud it up, so when it happens like magic, like when they bring the fog machine in to the magician so we can make it happen, they can then have room to drag it in so you can't see the elephant that's being dragged into the room. So you can say, there it was, ta-da, happy birthday. That's what that's all about.
Well, they're seeing a solution. You're saying they're trying to disprove something.
Right, because that's what they're proving isn't. Right, it's trickly, twickly, Bob. From the Wascally Wabbits, it's twickly, twickly, twickly.
Okay,
you
and so, although Hawking...
To prove it.
And so, although Hawking radiation has never been observed in real black holes, its analog has been measured for...
There you go. It ain't, can't be, isn't it? But we use that thing that isn't to say that this is what is. We gauge what's not so we can say what is if it's not. Because if it's not, then that may be what it is. So we don't know this, but if it were not to be, then it would not be like this not be. Right, good. And after a little while, Bob, in this circular logic, if that's what you want to call it, people start saying,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, gotcha. I understand that. No problem. We're like, shoot yourself in the head. What the hell is that bullshit? So there it is.
Okay. So the article says, and so, although Hawking radiation has never been observed in real black holes, its analog has been measured for black holes simulated through Bose-Einstein condensates. Of course, these condensates are not really black holes. They trap sound waves, not light. But they obey some of the same mathematical laws. The condensates do thus, in a sense, perform otherwise complicated, even intractable physics calculations. So then... Bloch, Mr. Emmanuel Bloch, I think his name was, he says, we like to speak of quantum simulations, and quantum simulations is in quotes, and try to use these systems to look for interesting phenomena that are hard to calculate on classical computers, says Bloch. Quote, we are also trying to use this kind of system to test other systems like the black holes, or we looked at the analog of the Higgs particle, in two dimensions. In a 2012 Nature paper, Nature magazine, Bloch and his collaborators reported that their quantum simulation revealed that Higgs-like particles can also exist in two dimensions. The same
that's
technique
the Boson,
in principle be...
That's the Boson-Higgs particles.
Right. Exist in two dimensions. The same technique could in principle be used to study Bose-Einstein condensates behaving like black holes. So, are they misinterpreting what they thought they discovered in 2012?
Yes.
About they see the Higgs particle in two dimensions. What would you say is erroneous about that?
It's like a hologram.
It doesn't exist in two dimensions?
It does not. Not linear at all.
Okay. So when you're seeing a particle in what appears to be two different places, they're part of the same grid, hologramic grid.
Correct. It's kind of like if your ass is as big as the side of the house and you look in the mirror and you look skinny and you look around the corner of the house and see the rest of your ass hanging out of it, it's still part of the same ass. That's the part that you look at, the same thing that's flat and linear. So if you're a fat ass, the fat ass, when you look around the barn, it's big as the side of the barn, it's still right there. The same thing they're saying circularly.
Right. So is this aspect of this hologram, is that part of non-physical or antimatter that they haven't seen it that way yet?
Maybe, but that's circular too, because you got, now you're going to use dark matter to make white matter and light matter and bibbity bibbity squabs, and see, it gets to be a mess in about a second when you start running it that way.
And when you try to describe what you're saying is a fact here, it's all one hologram. There's no way verbally or mathematically you can describe it. It's limited by that kind of language.
Yes, but then you might as well have James Joyce interpret it for you. See, because you don't know the wordy words don't work yet. We have to put it in the looky box, look at it, put it in Wikipedia, let somebody look at it, agree, disagree, put it in a peat bog, let it rot, bring it back up, obsolesce it, retrieve it, run it through the four kingdoms, and the five bodies through the tiny note chart, and then we have to call Reverend Stang and get his notary stamp applied, and then we have to go to heebie-jeebies and put it on a dollar bill and do push-ups and read it off the dollar bill. And then we have to come back all the way through to CKLN 88.1 Spanish and put it out to the regular broad public, because the only person listening to it in the world is Nelson Dahl, so it'll be all right. And then we'll see what he thinks about it.
Okay, very good. That was a good one. So, all right. So continuing... Yeah, I like the way it says it's like Finnegan's Wake. It's Finneganese. If they tried to write it out, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
Because and happily so, and it can be. And then once it's old hand, look at the things that you started off. You used to have the conversation. You come back and say, "When you talk to Ian, you can't find out nothing. You can't know nothing. You can't get nothing." Now all of a sudden, all that's changed. What happened was those things you weren't getting. You didn't have the language yet. You got over your barrier by making the language fit the outcome. And that outcome is what you're actually making. So now if you don't know something, it's because you haven't allowed it to create yet. You allow it to create. Okay? So now you're getting smart. Oh, Palmer done learning something. Palmer know what's going on now. Because now Palmer can say, wait a second, this is that simple. This is not challenging or even difficult. It's pretty simple, easy. And then you just let it be for 1 second, and then all of a sudden it is. And you're like, oh, yeah, there it is. Bam. Bam. There it is.
Awesome.
Bam.
Okay, the next part of the article, and we're going through it because you said there's something about carbon that you're going to comment on, so that's coming up here somewhere.
Well, we kind of already did with Carolyn, but it's good. We'll get this level of it, too, because we're going to get the dynamics. But, we won't give it away, we promise. You're going to work. We're going to work for you, Bob. We're working hard for you, Bob. We're working hard for you.
Yes, I know. Okay, next paragraph. But using black hole physics to develop new protocols for quantum computers is one thing. Finding out whether astrophysical black holes really are condensates of gravitons is another thing entirely. So they quote Stefan Hoffman, a theoretical cosmologist and colleague of de Valli's in Munich. He says, "I am not interested in the idea if one can't test it." Hoffman, therefore, this guy, Stefan Hoffman, has dedicated...
See, there's the rub.
He wants to test it. Is that there's something?
No,
wrong
no.
With that?
The point is that you can't. He won't do with it unless you can test it. You can't.
It's just speculation.
Let's take a little break, Bob.
Stuff. Okay, so Ian took a break there, came back about 8 minutes later, and we'll move up to that. Okay, here we go. Stefan Hoffman, therefore, has dedicated significant time to exploring the observational consequences of the idea that black holes are graviton condensates. Quote, the black hole no-hair theorems are, sorry, crap. He agrees with DeValley. Hoffman thinks that the quantum hair nearby the black hole horizon would subtly alter the predictions of general relativity, especially the emission of gravitational waves during formation or collision of black holes, that's all in brackets, in ways that should be detectable. Then they quote him, the dream would be a binary black hole merger, unquote, Hoffman said in a 2015 seminar. His dream has just become true. The capital LIGO, LIGO collaboration, recently announced the first measurement of gravitational waves emitted from a merging pair of black holes. Now, we talked about that a few months ago. That was a big announcement, right?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, they say if you keep going, we're going to get all the way up to graviton, Bob. Won't that be great? You'll be back to Annie Oakley, and all your California cruisers.
Okay. Hoffman and his collaborators have yet to make quantitative predictions, but due to the macroscopic quantum effects, DeValley's proposed solution to the information loss problem might soon become experimentally testable. However, the idea that black holes are quantum critical condensates of gravitons, truly equivalent to a Bose-Einstein condensate, leaves many questions open. To begin with, DeValley's calculations cannot explain what actually happens to matter falling into a black hole. And Hoffman
which is exactly what we're talking about when we say the problem with this gig is that they bring the smoke in so they can bring the elephant through the back door, and then all of a sudden the elephant appears on the stage. That's they're agreeing that that's what's happening here. They don't know anything. All they know is when the smoke comes out and they wave their magic wand, the elephant's on stage.
Okay. And Hoffman admits that it isn't clear how the object is a black hole, in quotes, black hole, in the conventional sense, since it can no longer be described within the familiar framework of general relativity. So he's admitting the elephant a bit there? What you just said, he's admitting? Yeah.
Of course.
So then it says, we're almost finished the article, it says, Carlo Rovelli, R-O-V-E-L-L-I, from the University of Marseille, that'd be in France, thinks that even in incomplete form, Davley's idea, Davley's idea of black holes as condensates might be scientifically useful. He says, quote, they're using a brutal approximation which might fail to capture aspects, but it might work to some extent, especially in the long wavelength of regime. For the low frequency quantum fluctuations of space-time, it may not be absurd, unquote. End of quote. Revelle.
All they proved there, Bob, is that it's hanging on tighter than a hair in a biscuit.
Revelli cautions, however, that the condensate model, quote, cannot be a complete description of what happens in the black hole, unquote. Then the last paragraph says, what is clear, though, is that this research has revealed a previously unrecognized and quite fruitful relation. You would disagree with that sentence, right? Nothing.
Correct. It's proving. All it's proving is that we're proving that things are proving. It's proving. They're proving. We've proven. The proving. The proof. Yeah. Right.
Well, let's say subsequent new knowledge that they don't predict comes forward. Would this? But they're.
Then they're going to turn right around. Then they're going to turn right around. They're going to re-say that, which is what you used to accuse us of doing. Re-say and say, yeah. See, we told you that all along. But if you really, really, really look at it, it is what we really told you all along. But that's not the issue at point of hand.
Yeah, so this article is trying to make a claim for could be retrieved in 100 years in a new context. And it wouldn't be what these guys thought was going on, but did they discover something that they can use in 100 years?
No.
No. And this is not a case, then, of placing something in the past, and then in 100 years we discover it. Placing something
right.
in the past for us to discover it.
That's right.
It's not a case of that.
Yeah. And the reason is because you're not obsolescing anything. If you notice here, it's just all doppelganger, blah, 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 and then they're going to say that blah, blah, blah is a thing later. Well, we told you it was blah, 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 and well, that is what blah, blah, blah looks like. So, I remember somewhere in the Wikipedia they talked about blah, blah, blah. That's the one. So, that is a thing because it's in the Wikipedia. So, if you have a blah, 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 then it would have to be inclusive, wouldn't it?
Gotcha. Okay.
As far as blah, so blah, final- blah goes.
So they come back in this last paragraph to DeValley, and he says, because after they had said, what is clear, though, is that this research has revealed a previously unrecognized and quite fruitful relation. So DeValley says, quote, we have a very interesting bridge between quantum information and black hole physics that was not discussed before, end of quote. DeValley says, if he is right, says the journalist, the implications are conceptually staggering. Information really does live on eternally. In that sense, we are all immortal. And the supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy? That's a question. And the supermassive black hole at the center of our galaxy, it's actually a cosmic quantum computer. Now, you said there's something about carbon in here. Can we redeem what they thought they were discovering with something on carbon you wanted to say?
Well, what they're going to find is that computer that they're saying is made of carbon.
Right. And
actually, they're going to call it carbonite. They're going to call it carbonite.
Right. And this is what we're already working with in our project.
Yeah.
Maybe. All right. So,
yeah, well, we're going to give it to you. We're going to give it to you, Bob. We work with right. this. We got this.
So they say information really does live on eternally. What do you think their definition of information is?
That's the point. They don't have a clue.
Right. They're actually using that term to describe the mystery landscape, what they don't know.
Well, the ramifications of the mystery landscape. They're saying that the mystery has a landscape, basically.
Right. Right. Now, I think it's Norbert Wiener or Shannon Weaver model. Not Norbert Wiener, and then there's Shannon and Weaver. They, in cybernetics, the new science of cybernetics back in the 40s of the last century, started talking about things being information. What the heck did they think they were clearing up using that word? Everything was a base of information.
Marginal conquest. Marginal conquest of thoughtedness. It was high thoughtedness.
So it's still within the realm of communication. So if little man thinks he must communicate with something, that's where they don't get their independent, sovereign making ability that doesn't have to be connected to anything else, right? They're still doing the Sistine Chapel where Adam is reaching out to God in that painting, and they're trying to connect. And that would then, if they connect, it's information. That's the limitation. This information is a fallen man, little man concept. It's coming from a limited place. All right. Well, that's a good way to end this. All right, so now that's that article, Black Hole Computing by Sabine Hossenfelder. I don't know when this was written. I don't see a date, but Sasha sent it to me, but I thought it would be a great way to bring in your language to discuss what their language is and their pitfalls are in. And it seems to be a date at the bottom, March 31st, 2016. Okay.